The following is a paid program. The content has been provided by Glazer and Associates. WFTL, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Some of the opinions and endorsements provided herein were in exchange for compensation from Glazer and Associates.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Sachs PA. That's a law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale and satellite offices in Orlando and Tampa. And we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from 1 minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where you are in the state. So give us a call right here in the studio. It's toll free, 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. If you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website at condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list. By joining each week, you're going to get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, well, I guess comes with the times, Karen, right? Is sexual harassment and or discrimination prevalent on our boards and in our communities? You know, it's permeating everywhere else, like Charlie Rose and John Conyers this week. Well, do we have similar issues to deal with on our board, right?
And I'm curious how many women are actually presidents of the board.
Believe it or not, I tell you, as the years gone on, I'm doing this 25 years now.
Right.
It was far less prevalent when I started 25 years ago. And we'd talk about that tomorrow on our blog, as a matter of fact. But now, a woman certainly, unquestionably, has an equal shot of being president on her board than ever before.
Cool.
No two ways about it.
So last week we spoke about what to do with our condo or HOA documents if they are really, really old. And you said that there may not be much to do at all.
Yeah, exactly. You know, especially if your documents already have the as amended from time to time language in them, which we teach at all our seminars. I hope everybody knows what that is. If you don't, you certainly do want to know. But if you have that as amended from time to time language and you're automatically incorporating the new laws as they get passed, basically you're fine. You know, even if your documents are old, they probably just need a little bit of a tune-up, right? And if you're being told to basically throw them out, and we hear horror stories like that all the time, if you're being told to throw them out and completely rewrite them, I'm telling you, go get a second opinion, because you're going to wind up spending way too much money for something you really don't need. But this week, we want to do something different. We want to get off on a totally different foot. As Karen said, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. It's Thanksgiving weekend, and we really hope everybody had a wonderful and tasty Thanksgiving day. And our blog this week was about being thankful. You know, week after week throughout the year, people call into this show and many write into our blogs complaining that there really isn't much to be thankful for in their community ever. Mm. You know, while maybe they're sincere in their belief that, you know, maybe living in hell would actually be a step up from their condo. You know, I believe, though, listen, I'm, you know, call me an optimist. I believe if given enough time to think about it, you can come up with an answer, you know, that tells us something you could be thankful for about living in your community.
Well, so in the spirit of the Thanksgiving holiday, Eric is asking everyone to dig way down and find something to be thankful for in your community. Perhaps you're only thankful that someone other than you is crazy enough to serve on the board.
Right.
Maybe you're thankful for a wonderful neighbor you have. Perhaps you're thankful about the wonderful amenities your association has to offer, like the clubhouse and the swimming pool or the shuffleboard. Maybe, just maybe, you're thankful for the good work your board is doing.
Oh, that's blasphemy. My God, don't say that on the air. Terrible. You know, but I asked everybody to pretend like you're in a therapy session, right? And I'm the therapist, and I'm asking you to say something nice about your spouse to whom you haven't actually said something nice in 30 years, right? Today, though, you have to come up with something nice to say. That's the rules today.
Well, I'm thankful for you, Eric. We've been doing this for 8 years.
And I'm thankful for you, Karen.
Yes,
Thank you so much. Look forward to every Sunday.
Me too.
thankful for all the fans of the show. No two ways about it.
Absolutely. And how about we hear from those fans? We want to know what it is that you're thankful for in your community this year. Let us know. It's toll free, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
All right. Well, the phones are exploding. So how about before we go to the blog and what our readers had to say, let's hear from what our listeners have to say. How about we start the day with Jack in West Palm Beach? How are you, Jack?
I am fine. Thank you very much. Sure. I think the one thing that I would be grateful for is that thanks to programs like yours and literature that's being put out, that more and more people inside my community have a better understanding of their rights and what the laws are.
Thank you so much, Jack. No two ways about it. I'll say this, you know, I'll try to say it in a politically correct way, too. Let me tell you. 25 years ago, you know, before the advent of the Internet, nobody really knew too much about condo law, and I can tell you that, let's just say, boards perhaps can get away with a little bit more way back then, back then, 25 years ago. But now, with the advent of the Internet, with the advent of all these courses, like you say, that you can take, and shows like ours, people are a lot more learned than they used to be, and certainly boards now have to be on their toes more than ever. So I agree with you.
May I also ask you two questions to test my learnedness? Are unit owners allowed to bring private attorneys to board meetings? I thought you covered that a few months ago.
There's no law on the issue. There's no specific topic or statute or rule and regulation about it. I can tell you, if I'm at a board meeting, I'm not kicking anybody's attorney out. That's just me. But is there a rule on it? No, there isn't.
Okay, and the other one, I guess, what I would normally consider executive sessions, which I don't believe we're allowed to have, but I believe we're allowed to have something called an executive committee. I was thinking of, in terms of, like, if you have three contractors and you wanted to discuss that amongst the board before you presented it at a meeting. You can't do that in an executive session, but would that be done under an executive committee?
Okay, the bottom line is when you say executive committee, right? So sometimes you have a board, composed of X number of members, and then you have like an executive committee. The bottom line is if that executive committee is made up of a quorum of board members, that is a board meeting, and that cannot be behind closed doors unless it meets one of the other exceptions, like meeting with the attorney to discuss litigation, a personnel matter. So no such thing as a closed door, meeting because it's with an executive committee. If that executive committee comprises a quorum of the board.
So if someone was going to start looking at handing out contracts and you had like a bunch of different contractors to discuss, you have to discuss that openly at the regular board meeting.
Yes, correct.
Not
That's exactly
a decision
right.
ahead of time.
Right. And of course, the statute does allow the board members now to communicate by email. I mean, it's kind of silly. You can communicate by email all day long and talk about which contracts you like and you don't like. But if you have a meeting, you actually get together to do it. That has to be noticed, and it has to be in front of everybody.
Seems contradictory.
Kind of silly, right? Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, what do I know? Well, thank you again.
Thank you, Jack. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you. Can I ask one more thing?
Just go right ahead.
Yeah. Since election time's coming up, and I know you covered this previously, but under the new recall law, if there is a recall prior to the regular election, the board really, from what you've told me previously, cannot do anything. They can't. They don't have to certify it, and they can't do anything.
Basically, right now, the way I read the statute, it's automatic. You get served with the specific number of required votes. You're gone. Good night. See you next year. Okay.
So they have to then wait for the next regular election.
That's correct. To run again. That's exactly right. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jack. How about we do this? Let's take us. I see the phones are blowing up. We got Lee. We got Shannon. Guys, hold on. Stay with us. Everybody taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We want to hear what you are thankful for this year in your community, and we'll be back right after this.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you you a realistic budget so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs on this Thanksgiving weekend. We are asking you, what are you thankful about? What kind of gratitude do you have toward your board members? Give us a call in the studio. I'm Karen, and Eric Glazer is an attorney who specializes in condo and HOA law. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585.
All right, let's go to Lee in Boynton Beach. How are you, Lee?
I'm thankful that in a 55 or over community, everybody took the storm seriously and prepared after seeing what happened at the nursing home where they weren't serious and they didn't prepare. We had no injury of any significance, you know, except for some bushes and things, and it was a very serious storm.
Now, that is absolutely an intelligent thing to be responsible for, right? Could have been so much worse, Hurricane Irma.
It was unbelievable. I'm here 30 years, and I was here for Andrew. I was here for every one of them, and that one was the only one that put fear in my heart.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. Well, yeah, Karen, yeah. You know, you've always said since that storm in a 55 and over community, you'd actually like to see a law that requires backup generators.
I would like to see that, and we can fund it easily with that $4 that gets swept into the general fund for the state, and it would totally help everybody in 55 and over because of the tragedy that happened at the nursing home
in
Hollywood.
Yeah. Well,
it's a hot topic now, by the way.
Are now using petitions for people with people there, and when you enter, they are asking you to sign. So there is a movement.
Oh.
It probably takes a while, but there is a movement.
Good
that
for you.
Some of them aren't prepared.
Right.
And my second thing is I attended a couple of years ago. You're wonderful. It had a Hard Rock. It was great.
Thank you.
You were on the air that day.
Yes,
sure.
That we had
was
a live show.
Your first times.
She stole our thunder. The January show we're going to do live, Karen.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yes, we're doing it live in front of a studio audience.
And my question is, in my community, just a few meetings back, they changed the quorum from a certain number to a lower number. And now our election is coming up. without any publications or anything adding to the documents, we can just go ahead and use the lesser number now for a quorum.
Okay, hold on. Are you in a condo or are you in an HOA?
A homeowner's.
Okay, so the statute says, regardless of what the number is in your governing documents, the number cannot exceed more than 30%. So that's why perhaps your original document said a quorum is 50% plus one or a majority of the
union. It was 169, and they took it to 120.
Okay, now how many is 120? How many units are in your
435.
Okay, so that's probably that's even less than 30%, right?
Yeah. Yes, that's what
I said. Well, no, 435, 30% would be 43 for 129. So you're just about the 30% number, which is exactly what the statute requires.
Election legal.
Yes, that absolutely
okay,
now.
Thank you.
According to 720 now, it cannot be more than 30%.
Okay.
And that's why the number is back down to the 120.
Thank you
number.
Very much.
Okay, you got it. Thanks for the kind words, Lee. And how about we go to Shannon in Orlando?
Hi.
How are you, Shannon?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay. How can we help?
Yeah, I bought my house last year. I've never lived in an HOA before, so I know absolutely nothing about how this HOA works. But
you just give all your money to the HOA and then let you know if they owe you anything back.
Yes.
Right. That's pretty much it. My question is, when I bought the house last year, my wooden privacy fence was damaged by Hurricane Irma.
Yes.
And my fence was approved by the HOA previously. Since that was, you know, built in my backyard, they put new restrictions on the fencing material, and now they're only allowing PVC.
Yes.
My homeowner's insurance will not pay for the upgrade for the replacement. So I was just curious if my HOA can use a natural disaster as an impetus to align my their existing structures that were previously approved their new bylaws.
Okay. We'd have to take a look at what your governing documents actually say. Does it give the board the authority to make those types of rules and regulations? Because a lot of documents don't do that. A lot of documents specifically say that the fencing between homes is simply the responsibility of the unit owners, right? And it could be the joint responsibility of the person whose home you're bordering with. We try to, like, encourage the two of you to agree on something. And there's no provisions in the governing documents which allow the board to make a rule requiring a certain type of material. So I can't tell you whether or not your board can do what you're complaining about unless I actually saw your governing documents. But you very well may be correct. And they don't have the authority to require you to use something. And they think they do. You know, but that happens. Boards do that all the time. They think they have the authority and they don't. But, again, I can't tell you, you know, whether or not they can without seeing the documents. I will tell you, though, I'd be surprised if you're saying you have a problem with your insurance company. Insurance companies typically will not pay one penny for any outdoor fencing. It's typically not covered at all, so I can't see how they would have a say either in what kind of fence you put back. They don't care. They're not going to cover that anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. That's I have my, you know, during every storm I have my fences knocked down all the time, and it costs a ton of money to put them back up.
Why would that be?
Never ever covered by insurance ever.
Why? It's
because
the storm
fencing is always an exclusion because they know it's going to fall. You know, they're only going to cover things that they know they don't have to pay for.
Oh my God!
Yeah, that makes sense. Right.
So I can tell you. Yeah, I'd be surprised if they actually had a problem with it. Okay.
Okay. So if I'm not sure how to understand my HOA documents,
give us a call in the office, 855-4-CONDOR-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDOR-CRAZE. Let's see if we can pull up your documents and we'll look at them together.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Shannon.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, how about line one, Patrice in Delray? Let's just give out the number again, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. But you got to play the game. You got to tell us what you're thankful for in your community. How about Patrice? Are you going to start us off?
Are you doing the dishes?
I'm thankful that I live in a nice community.
Good.
Okay, but I have a question.
Sure.
This past summer, the board, while most people were away, switched cable companies after, you know, they had a regular cable company and they switched to a no-name. And it's a 7-year contract and it's really expensive. Is there a limit, like, where they have to come back to the community for approval before they make a change like that when they're spending that much of our money?
Boards have very wide latitude when it comes to signing a cable contract. It's in both the condo statute and it's in both the HOA statute. Now, when did they sign this contract?
Over the summer when most people were away.
Okay, now, since then, has there been not a board meeting, has there been a unit owner meeting?
No. Okay. Just board meetings.
So what you can do, and I've just done this with a condo in Aventura where the residents were not happy about the condo contract. The statute allows the unit owners in the community at the very next unit owner meeting. So if you've already had a unit owner meeting, too late. That's why I asked you.
They never have unit owner meetings.
Okay,
they only have board meetings.
So what you can do is you can gather the troops, right? And you can have them vote by proxy. And you have a unit owner meeting at which you'll need a quorum to show up and vote. And a majority of that quorum would have to vote in favor of terminating the cable contract. And we successfully did that here. But yes, just because you signed a 7-year contract, the unit owners still have a way out. They still have a means of canceling that contract if they're not happy with it.
Yeah, okay, it's too late now because they did it over the summer and it's going to be effective 1-1. But I was just curious.
No, but it's not too late.
Hold
on, Patrice. It's not too late. It's not. That's the whole point. Even if the contract was signed, it can still be canceled at the next unit owner meeting by a vote of a majority of the unit owners.
Got it.
Okay? So it's not too late. You just
got
to get everybody to vote.
Yep. Got it. All right.
Okay.
Interesting. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hey, Eric.
Yes.
I got a question from someone listening. They sent it to me as a text. I'm listening to your program, and I have a question regarding, guess what, service animals. Squirrels, no.
Yeah, right.
What type of documentation does a homeowners association need from a person who's claiming that they need an animal as a service animal, and are there any Florida standards?
Well, the buzzwords are reliable information.
Okay.
So the association's not allowed to specifically ask for medical records. They're allowed to ask for reliable information. Reliable information may be proof that you're receiving Social Security disability income as a result of your injury. It may be actually in the form of a medical documentation, medical notes, a letter from your doctor. And that letter, by the way, could be not just from your doctor, it could be from a family therapist. Almost anything goes today. So, the bottom line is, what do you do with that document once you get it? That document has to show that the person, again, suffers from a disability, and the disability has to prevent them from performing a major life function, such as walking, eating, sleeping, drinking, learning, working. They got to show that they suffer from something that prevents them from doing that, and that the animal helps alleviate that disability. If the medical documentation or reliable information does not indicate that, then you can say no, and you should engage in the interactive process with them and ask for more and additional reliable information. If you do not, then that can be treated as an automatic denial, and that could put you at the defense table in a federal courtroom.
Oh, boy.
So even if the documentation isn't perfect, you don't want to just say no off the bat. You want to engage in what's called the interactive process and try to garner more information from them.
What about an emotional support animal?
It's basically no rules. Anything goes. You can bring in your emotional support pig, your emotional support hedgehog. The statute in Florida says your service animal, right,
which would be like a seeing eye dog,
right, okay, is limited to a dog or a small horse. And now your emotional support animal can be anything, and that's why you're seeing the ridiculous stories like you see now, including the ridiculous squirrel story that's in Florida that's making all the headlines here. So, yes, someone can actually have an emotional support squirrel in their home, regardless of the fact that it may escape, bite somebody, and cause them rabies.
Oh, my gosh.
Right? But that's the law. Now, look, very interesting case in Dade County. Dade County does not allow you to have pit bulls. It's against the law to own a pit bull and keep a pit bull
right.
in Dade County.
Right.
Well, a couple of years ago, a case goes to court in Dade County, and the person said, well, it's not just a pit bull. It's my emotional support pit bull.
Oh.
And what did the judge rule? Judge rules that under federal law, which trumps state law, the person gets to keep their emotional support pit bull, even though Dade County believes pit bulls are a danger to the residents of Dade County. That's how crazy the laws have actually gotten. But time to take our bottom of the hour break. Taking your calls, everybody. 877-850-8585. 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations, and we are the clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your insurance program, call now 954-640-6225 and ask for Greg Waltz. 954-640-6225, Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group. Let us protect your association.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Having problems with the drain? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
To the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Sachs, PA. His law firm specializes in community association law. And we are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's toll free, 877-850-8585 for some free advice from Eric.
All right. Just reminding everybody, we are here smack dab in the middle of the election season. Had one this week, as a matter of fact. And for both condos and HOAs, remember, if you don't get certified either 1 year before becoming a board member or within 90 days after becoming a board member, you are automatically off the board. And one way of getting certified, attend our popular Condo Craze board certification course. We've now certified over 12,000 Floridians. And our class was also approved by the DBPR to provide two 2018 legal update credits for all community association managers that attend.
Yes, Eric was the first attorney in the state that invented this class, this course, and it is free and our schedule is out. Eric is going to be all over the map.
Big news to start this week, though, Karen. The show that we're going to do on January 18th at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Palm Beach, it's two for one. We're not only going to do the board cert that morning. Following the board cert, we're going to do this show, Condo Craze and HOAs Live, in front of a studio audience. It's going to be our fifth annual live show.
It's so much fun, and you can stay for the show, be in the audience. You can ask questions live on the air.
Oh, and fist fights break out between the unit owners and the board members. The cops come, the SWAT team. It's awesome. It's a lot of fun.
We feed you, and there's an award. It's so wonderful. I love our live show.
And it's a special day because it's Karen's birthday as well.
Thank you. Well, in Hollywood on February 15th at Dave & Buster's, that's also another fabulous venue, there will be a course.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun, too. April 4th, the L&L Condo and HOA Expo at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in Miami.
Palm Beach, April 10th, L&L Condo and HOA Expo, Palm Beach Convention Center.
Broward Convention Center on April 24th at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo.
Tampa, April 27th, L&L Condo and HOA Expo at the Tampa Convention Center. And Eric teaches so many different topics. I have learned at every single one of his seminars. And in the seminar, he teaches about the importance from time-to-time language. You need to understand what that is. Official records, the different types of documents that govern your community, service and emotional support animals that we just discussed. And by the way, that listener was so thankful you did that. Thank you. Collections, manager responsibilities, all of the new laws that were passed this year, because some of them have criminalized being on the board and a lot more. Food, delicious food is free, is served. He feeds you. Everyone walks out with a beautiful, frameable certificate and certainly a lot wiser.
Yeah, so we certainly like to see everybody at least fill up for now the January 18th course. It's coming up, believe me. So we'll take the board cert class followed by the live radio show. We want to hear you guys on the radio. And to register, just go to our website, condocrazeandhoas.com, and we really look forward to seeing everybody.
Absolutely.
All right, how about we go to Jim in Pompano. How are you, Jim?
Hello. I'm just calling. Hello?
Yeah, how can we help, Jim?
Oh, yes, I was just in a discussion with somebody in my board. They're being sued by a couple people in the building, and one of them told me that they cannot run for office if they're being sued.
Not true.
Is that true?
No, that's not true at all. Even though they're being sued, you can still run for office. I mean, think about that. If you were running against somebody, right, and you want to make sure that you win, all you'd have to do is file a lawsuit against them, even if it was, you know, fraudulent. And while that's pending, if they couldn't run, you automatically won.
Right.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, no problem. Very few ways that someone can't run for the board. They'd have to be delinquent. You can get, or they had to be convicted of a felony and their voting rights not restored. But very, very few ways that you can actually be prevented from running for the board. We even have situations in some associations, and this happens a few times a year, where you don't even have to live in the community or own a home in the community, and you can still wind up on the board of directors there, believe it or not. Very few and far between, but it does, in fact, happen. All right, taking your calls, everybody, 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. So we were talking about what we wrote about on our blog, and we were asking people to write in, tell us there's got to be something that to be happy about in your community. So let's see what our blog reader said. Walter says, none of the above. The only nice thing I can think of is having leftover pizza from the night before as my Thanksgiving dinner. Can't say one nice word about his board or community. We have, things are pretty bad in Walter's community, I guess. Didn't even get to eat turkey, pizza. But maybe he'll start a trend, the Thanksgiving Day pizza. But I doubt it. Right?
As long as it's New York. Well, Suzanne said, happy Thanksgiving, Eric. Trying to think of one thing to be thankful for in my association. I am thankful that I am not a board member.
Well, that's honesty.
Yeah. Or that I was removed from my association by an irresponsible board. As I look around my neighborhood and see what a mess this board has made of the community: purple house, lime green house, pink awnings, deck in front of home, ancient pool already deteriorating, lawn service that is not following their contract, president who's is not a title owner, etc., etc. I thought you had to be a title owner. Oh, wait a minute. Anyway.
Sometimes no.
Okay. I'm so thankful to be part of this.
Not to be part
Not
of it.
Not to be part of this, rather. I am thankful that an attorney told me about MRTA, though, and I am no longer part of this group called an association, and I thank Eric from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, very, very interesting. Suzanne, I want to wish you a happy and healthy Thanksgiving as well, but she actually came to me with a problem several years ago about her HOA, and we learned together that her HOA actually let the documents lapse after 30 years. They were not preserved, and guess what?
Oh,
she's no longer part of an HOA any longer.
Right.
And, you know, like Jan Bergman says, some people are actually happy about
right.
that. They want their documents to expire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cindy
right.
says, all right, Cindy writes in and says, I'm thankful I was elected to our board. I'm thankful our property manager has a lot of patience answering my never-ending questions. I'm thankful our other board members have the same vision for our community. I'm thankful for our city administration. They receive frequent emails from our community and promptly answer. And I got to tell
wow.
you, that is an awesome response from Cindy. And it's not too often that board members say such wonderful things about their manager. And I'm guessing that the Cam and Cindy's community is definitely doing a great job. Good
and
for him or her.
I'm guessing the thanking your Cam is probably even rarer than thanking your association's attorney.
Yeah, that never happens. So, yeah, you'd be right. Absolutely. All right. Deborah writes in. Deborah says, I'm thankful that our complex did not suffer loss of life or too much property damage as a result of Irma.
Mm-hmm.
That's like one of our previous callers wrote in. And I'm thankful we were able to work with our landscaper for cleanup after Irma. We were patient. And we let him clean up in increments, and he was more than fair with pricing. Happy Thanksgiving, Eric, Ralph, Sylvia, and Paul. Very nice. Those are the other attorneys and assistants at our law firm. Very nice. Thank you, Deborah.
Yeah, and you know what? Lots of people should be writing that they were thankful that Irma didn't totally destroy their home. Great post by Deborah.
Yeah, it could have been so much worse. So that's certainly intelligent, something thankful to be, certainly something to be thankful about. What does DACA J say, Karen?
Well, she says, I guess it's a woman, I'm thankful that no one has made off with our $500,000 reserve fund, despite the fact that our Fidelity bond only covers $200,000, not $500,000.
Yeah. I love that tongue-in-cheek comment, if I ever heard one, right? So, you know, imagine she's insinuating that someone would steal from an association.
Oh,
isn't that
no.
preposterous? That never happens, right?
No.
But Mr. or Mrs. DACA does remind us the association has to have a theft insurance policy in place mm-hmm. that would replace all of the association funds should they get stolen. And here she's telling us, or he's telling us about a situation where they have $500,000 in reserves, yet only $200,000 in insurance. Should those monies get stolen, they are woefully underinsured. And yes, they are now violating the law.
Oh, really?
So that, yes, yes. You need to be insured for all that money that you have on hand. No two ways about it.
And that reserve, there's pooling, and
yeah,
then there's
line
item.
Yeah, could be pooling reserves, could be straight line.
Straight line.
But all that money that could potentially be stolen, that has to be insured. And if you have $500,000 and only $200,000 of insurance,
yeah.
you're breaking the law.
Yes, by $300,000.
Right,
wow.
exactly.
Board members are, this is according to Danny Oberg, he said board members are often vilified as evil and corrupt. And for me, I'm thankful that the board members who put in countless hours and take so much flack from a few ornery owners who incessantly complain about everything and anything.
Well, good post, Danny. Certainly board members should appreciate that. But bottom line, every community, no matter what, and we wrote about this 2 weeks ago, there will always be complainers, and that's even if you have the best board that ever lived. And I'm sure the board members listening out there certainly appreciate your comments on this Thanksgiving Day weekend. But we also want to hear from our listeners. How about calling in? Again, tell us what you're thankful for in your community. Give us a call here in the studio. 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. We will be back right after this.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Do you know the state of Florida has implemented new laws requiring websites for associations? And they haven't given you a lot of time to get it done. Good news! There's no need to worry, because the expert team at Easy Apps and its website division of Graphics Plus are ready to assess your needs and build a state-compliant site for your association. Board members, this is the right time to take advantage of digital technology and reduce your workload. You'll be able to increase awareness of community events in real time, save money on printing and mailing of newsletters and other documents, collect monthly dues from members of the community right from their phone, communicate with your management company, post notices and other documents, and so much more. And now, for a limited time, Easy Apps and its web design division is offering a discounted price when you order a website and app package, so you can be compliant by the July 2018 deadline. They'll take care of everything and complete the work in time and within budget. Get ready before the rush. Schedule an appointment today at 954-829-2273. That's 954-829-2273. Or visit graphics-plus.biz.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs on this Thanksgiving weekend. It is your time to call in at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Ask Eric anything about condo HOA or co-op living. He is an attorney that represents condos and HOAs. That's what he specializes in, and he'll give you some free advice.
And they're taking us up on it. Phones are busy. How about we go to Richard? Is it in Port Orange? How are you, Richard?
Good morning.
Hey, Rich, where is Port Orange?
Where is it?
Yes.
It's south of Daytona.
South, gotcha. Oh, so you're far away.
No, I'm the same place I've always been.
Not that I'm dumb. Hey, this is my show, all right? No, kidding.
Sir.
Kidding.
Sir.
All right, Rich, how can we help?
Okay. What happens when MRTA or the documents themselves have an expiration date? That date has passed. There's been no renewal. And the association wants to continue to enforce the declaration and get your money.
Right, sure.
And they send you a bill that says you pay the bill or we will...
They will nothing. If the documents truly expired, if the documents did expire, the 30 years have now come and gone, right? And they have no right, no authority whatsoever to continue to collect any more monies for the association. And if they continue to do that, you know, you can wind up going to a judge and getting a declaratory judgment saying that you don't owe the association anymore, that these documents have expired. If they sue you, that could certainly be a defense to a cause of action. But if they want the ability to now go and impose assessments against the unit owners, they would now have to reinstate those documents. And that's, you know, particularly hard. It's much easier to preserve the documents before the 30 years, because to preserve them, you only need a 2/3 vote of the board members. Think about that. So you can have a 3-member board, 2 out of the 3 vote to preserve the documents. That's it. That's basically all you need. You have to send out a notice to the community, and that notice has to get recorded. But that's it. That's basically all you need. Once you blow that deadline, though, now you have a problem. Now you have to get a majority of the community now to reinstate it and government approval.
And that's the same. It's a condo or an HOA, Richard?
That's just for an HOA. None of that applies in condos.
And he's in an HOA?
And you're in an HOA, right, Rich?
Okay.
Yeah. So, again, they could, you know, stick their hands out or put bills in the mail, but the bottom line is if you're positive the 30 years has now come and gone, then, no, they have no right to collect those funds whatsoever.
Has any association ever been prosecuted for doing that, like extortion? If you don't pay, you're going to have to go through...
Interesting question. No. You know, potentially, though, if that corporation still exists, that corporation simply doesn't have any more rights as to your property. So if that corporation were to lien your property, you can sue them for slander of title. You could potentially sue the officers and directors in their individual capacity if they knew that the documents expired and they leaned your house anyway. So, you know, they need to be pretty careful as well. But if those documents expired and they weren't preserved, you don't owe them a cent, Richard. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You got it. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. How about we go to Kathy in South Tampa? We are all over the state today, Kathy.
I love it.
All over. How are you, Kathy?
Hi, Eric. I talked to you briefly at the certification at the downtown arena.
The seminar,
sure. You were there speaking. Seminar, yeah. Sorry. So I'm still dealing with the harassing board who wants me off. They said that these old liens from 2008 and 2009, when I was going through a modification of mortgage, were still liable and... they presented them again at a board meeting, unbeknownst to me.
What did they present at a board meeting? I lost you, Kathy. How are they trying to get you off?
The old liens. Can you hear me now?
Yes, you previously had liens on your home, okay.
Yes. And I went on a payment plan with the secretary of the board, and now they're saying no, they're not recognizing that payment plan. They're saying I owe, which I don't, and they're doing it all for political reasons, so... I don't get on the board because that screws up the numbers of them getting elected.
Oh.
So it's a power game.
Yeah. Well, if you don't owe a balance, then needless to say, you're entitled to run, you're entitled to serve.
Okay.
So if they're going to try to actually prevent you from doing so, what you can do, now this would be an election matter, so one of the very few categories where the DBPR will help you, right, and you would have to do it by filing an actual arbitration action against your association, is an election matter. Okay, almost every single case with an HOA has to start off in mediation. One of the exceptions, however, and you can go right to an arbitrator, is if it's an election or recall dispute. Since they won't allow you to run for the board, this is an election matter, you can file an arbitration action. Okay? So that may be where you want to go. I'm sorry?
Okay. Can you do that for me?
Yes, we get hired to do stuff like that all the time. Okay, you give us a call in the office, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. We'd be glad to help.
For condo crazy?
Condo craze.
Oh, sorry. Crazy would apply. Okay, gotcha. I'll do that. I'll call your office.
All right, we appreciate it, Kathy. Thank you. All right. All right, still taking your calls, everybody. What do you got, about 2 minutes left?
You have another
877-850-8585. Okay, another one. Nelson in Tamarack. How are you, Nelson?
Hi. How are you today, Eric?
Okay, how can we help?
Good. Okay, I'm very thankful I'm in a small condo so I don't get involved with thousands of people.
How many units in your community?
24 units.
Nice.
Oh, that is tiny. Okay.
We're part of a larger community, but every building is incorporated separately.
Right. You live with a master association.
There's pros and cons to it, but I'm happy.
Good for you.
My question is this. In the past hurricane, we've had unit owners screw plywood over their windows into the building.
Right.
And I have a two-part question. One, can we prevent this?
Yes,
and
I think you
two,
can.
Two, the repair of the building, can we bill them?
Ooh,
yes,
good one.
And yes, I think you can for both. Because what they did was they now, in effect, damaged your common elements. And this is why a lot of buildings opt for actually no shutters at all. They'd rather have storm windows because, Karen, we've had experts on the show before, certainly from Carousel, who take the position that every time you drill a hole in the building, you know, to have the ability to put on shutters, you've now damaged the building. You created another possibility where there can be water intrusion. So the last thing you want to do is to actually drill holes to put up, you know, wooden panels. So, yes, that would be a material alteration. You're actually altering the common elements. You'd need a unit owner vote to do it. These unit owners did it without that. And they're damaging the common elements. And the statute makes it very clear.
And it can void our paint warranty.
And it can void the paint warranty, right?
Wow.
Exactly. So, yeah, so for a number of reasons, yes, I don't like it. It shouldn't be done. And you can bill them for the damage that they caused. No two ways about it. And they won't pay it.
Well,
time to take them to court.
Our management company says we don't have a right. They have a right to protect their property.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Well,
what if something happens?
Again, and this is why, bottom line, managers should not be giving legal advice. And we teach this at the seminar as well. So, you know, get the questions like that when it comes to whether or not the association has legal rights against an owner or whether or not an owner has legal rights against an association and can and cannot do something, you shouldn't be taking the advice of your manager in that regard because your manager is not allowed by law to give that advice. All right, but that brings us to the end of another show. Everybody, enjoy what's left of your Thanksgiving weekend. Hope everybody had a great one. And we'll speak to you again next Sunday, 11 a.m. on Condo Craze and HOAs. Everybody have a wonderful week. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you,
Shereen. Okay.
Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. Optical Tell is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.